welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live from the SDPB Black Hills Bureau. With me now in the studio is one of the Black Hills 2017 Bush Fellows. Von Vargas is coordinator of the first ever Cultural Advisory Committee in South Dakota for a law enforcement agency. He joins me now for a During Your Fellowship check-in. Von Vargas, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. How's it been going? We talked to you right after the Bush Fellowship for 2017 was announced. I follow you on Facebook, and you are all over the place doing all kinds of really meaningful and wonderful things. Where do you want to begin?
Gosh, I don't know.
It's,
where
dizzy.
Do I start? I'm just glad to be home. I was working in Washington, D.C. for the summer for the International Association of Chiefs of Police. And really great work, learned a lot of great things, but there's no place I'd rather be than Rapid City.
Yeah, how come?
Well, you know, I used to romanticize about working in D.C. and focusing on economic development for Indian country and focusing on policy change. But being in D.C., I mean, it's great. It's really congested. The city life is quite different. But I think the real meaningful work and the opportunity to make lasting change begins here in the community. So that's just really resonated with me, and that's my reflection, is I'd rather be here and institutionalize some change, and then we'll see where I'm at in a few years.
Does that feel right for you? Does that feel sort of like a satisfying early insight?
Yeah, I think it's good because I don't like romanticize or have this longing to go back in D.C. I was there a few years ago working for the National Science Foundation, and I absolutely loved it. So I've always had this longing to go back, and now that I've been there, it's not there. It's, you know, right. I'm wanting to be home.
All right. So what was the experience with the International Association of Chiefs of Police like for you? What did you sort of, what were some of the key takeaways?
Well, I guess I got to learn what other police agencies are doing and also the challenges in other metropolitan areas. So, and I got to see what we're doing here in Rapid City. And I would certainly say we're at the forefront of a lot of community growth and social justice initiatives and criminal justice reform. So, I mean, it's really surprising when you think of Rapid City as a leader in some of this change, but we certainly are.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting to be part of. And I think that's what one of the major reasons why I want to be here. And also with some Native American recruiting program we're looking at developing here in Rapid City, the IACP was really interested in that. They have an Indian Country section that has a lot of Southwestern tribes that are part of their membership.
Right.
And they were really interested in this program we have. And all we're doing is using traditional Lakota Akichita values. So.
Okay, so was that sort of a surprise to you to go and realize that Rapid City is sort of on you know, a forward edge, but yet you know how much more work there is to be done? So I put that into context, because if you look around your own community and you say, well, there's, you know, we've got a lot to do, and then you go somewhere else and they're not even as far as we are, you know, that sort of give you pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that, I think there's other agencies that or other cities, communities that have the civic leadership has a lot of disagreements on what they can do and how they move forward and difference in philosophy and belief systems. Sure. So that really nullifies the desire to change. And Rapid City doesn't necessarily have that. We have really progressive civic leadership. The community's ready for growth, and it's just fertile ground for change, so yeah. I'm excited to be part of it.
Talk to me about values. You mentioned values, and let's be specific. What are some of those values that you've taken with you from growing up here, from your family and your heritage, and that go with you wherever, and those values that you think really need to be expanded upon and explored to move collaboration forward?
Well, I guess the values that was really nurtured into me growing up is being respectful, being humble, practicing wisdom. But lately I've really been working on fortitude and courage and bravery, generosity, these types of things, and just being generous with my time and understanding that I have a career waiting for me, but there's a lot of community growth that can occur now and enjoying that time while I'm here. But yeah, I think courage is going to be the next step forward as a community. We just need to be courageous and work together and practice wisdom that we're all here to help our community move forward. We all have the same desires and rest in that. I think Sometimes people can be a bit anxious, and when it comes to collaborations and community collaborations, and just understand that, hey, we're all here for the same type of work. We need to come together.
I love this concept of courage as something to sort of meditate and think about, because that means different things to different people in some ways. What does it mean in your life? Or rather than that, what does it mean in Rapid City right now? What kind of courageous conversations need to be had, or courageous decisions that need to be made?
Well, I guess in my sense, it's been a little more public now since I've worked for the PD, and it was an appointee position. So I guess part of me for being courageous and having conversations is just telling people what I've learned and being more transparent about it, and understanding that I'm not here to advocate for anyone in particular, but this is my experience in the system, and I've been more bold about that, and I understand that, you know, when you speak truth or my form of truth that I've experienced in the community, you know, you really get to know who's doing what, who's steering change, and who's also keeping us divided as a community. And it's important for me to educate the community, because that's what my position is for, is to educate the community on the type of growth that's occurring, how people can get involved, and what we can do to move it forward. So,
how much is having a conversation like the one we're having now, like the one you're having with other people throughout the community, how much of conversation is important, and how much of it has to really be action? Do the two go together? Do you have to have more one than other? What are your thoughts?
I think they work hand in hand, but I think conversation is important. It's really important in educating the community and letting them know the work that's occurring. Because oftentimes I'll get people who are really reluctant about the criminal justice system, and I'll explain to them that we're working on a warrant resolution where, and these young adult diversion programs that we have, and how we're really trying to expand our detox facility so we're not incarcerating people for alcoholism as a disease, and that's not right. So explaining that to the community, they just have this complete relief over their system, or this complete relief over them that the criminal justice system itself is reforming before our eyes. And so I'm going to be a lot more really amplifying that to the community. So, and it really does. It changes people's thoughts and perceptions, and it really helps our community become more fertile for growth. And then, of course, action is important as well.
Right. Are those reforms occurring fast enough? Do people need to be more patient? Does the criminal justice system need to be more progressive about those reforms?
I would say they're happening at a healthy rate, pretty organic. I mean, if some people would like to see them happen yesterday. It's important not to expedite it, because when you make a change to one minor change to a criminal justice system could affect our community entirely. And we want to make sure that we're moving at a healthy rate and it's happening organically. What I would say is I think there needs to be more community organizations that are involved with the criminal justice reform. That's my only...
Right. More people at the table, around the table, having a voice.
Absolutely. More organizations like chemical dependency groups, mental health groups, to really help us with this. Because when it boils down to it, some of the challenges we have when it comes to like methamphetamine and drug use, it really boils down to a mental health issue and a chemical dependency issue, and it's not a law enforcement issue. It becomes a law enforcement issue at some point, but... we really need to really reform. It needs to be a parallel growth, parallel change when it comes to like criminal justice reform. We need parallel treatment reform and mental health reform in our community. And I know there's people working on it now, but I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah. What's next for you in your Bush Fellowship path? What happens, what's upcoming for you?
Yeah, so I'm currently pursuing a master's in management from the Harvard Extension School, focusing on a certificate in organizational behavior. Working on some diversity initiatives for law enforcement, and that goes hand in hand with that. And then also doing a certificate in corporate finance. So that's kind of like my professional growth. Personal growth is quite different. I'm doing some leadership training from the FBI Academy, pretty excited about that. But also I'm learning more about these traditional Akichita societies and how important it was for an Akichita today is kind of translated as veteran or active military, but traditionally Akichita were your policemen, your police officers of a band. So I'm trying to really surface that and understand those values. And from the research I have done, it was harder to become a traditional police officer than it is today. So I'm hoping to really dig deep on that and then amplify that to our community that... being a police officer and being Native American isn't mutually exclusive. Right. We have traditional families who have gotten their name because of their service as a police officer, and I'd like to call them back into law enforcement.
That's fascinating. That you is your head spinning? Because my head is spinning with how much reading and research and work that you must be doing right now at this time in your life.
Yeah, it is fascinating. I look at the duties and the organizational culture, organizational structure, and they're almost the same. They are directly parallel with each other in consensus. And one of them, the Nikichita Society, their duty was to keep young men from joining a war party. And then today, you have teen runaways as well. So, like, you teen runaways were still a challenge in the 1600s, 1700s. And today, I go on a ride along, and we'll respond to a few, you know, runaways, figure out where they're at, get them back to the parent. And they would do that traditionally. So that's just one example, but there's tons of them.
Von Vargas is a 2017 Bush Fellow. We are definitely going to have him back and follow him on this path. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.